Yep.
Great win. Got to start though with James Vaughan. What's your assessment of that? Four goals.
No, it's fantastic. And as I say, everyone, I think James will be the first to admit that the performance was, the ultimate thing. He's obviously took the goals and he'll get all the plaudits and headlines. But he understands that it was a team performance today, and he was a big part of that.
It was a real team performance. You could see that from the sidelines. You know, what was the thing that pleased you most about it? I mean, in terms of what you've been working on, these results have been coming, in terms of what you've been working on, what was the thing that pleased you the most?
I think the what pleased was the fact that you go down a goal early, heads didn't drop, they still had belief, and I certainly think sort of a few weeks ago we they might have gone on and won comfortably, but we regrouped, had a real good go at them, the work rate, the effort was there, they didn't come off track, they stuck to the plan, they've done that every game we've asked. Even going as far back as Sheffield United away, when we had a plan that we were going to make sure we were behind him, and we just didn't quite. And we just haven't been able to see the job through of recent weeks. But I think they've stuck at the task, and as I said, there's been no sulking, there's been nobody down. We've all just got on with it. We understand what we had to do, and that'll be no different in the next game. So it's pleasing that the. The run has come to an end, and in some fashion. But yeah, we just got to make sure that we don't just think it'll happen next Friday night. We've got to give the same level of performance again.
How much of a relief is it that run is over now, and for you to get your first win?
It doesn't particularly bother me. As I said to the boy, I know, and I'm honest enough to know that the result was coming. And it was round the corner because of performances. So when you do evaluate what we've been like of late, and peers in the game have spoke and spoke highly of us, you understand it's coming. So you've just got to keep the players believing, as well as yourself, and it'll come. I'm too long in the tooth to sort of worry about it, and it hasn't fazed me, and that's pleasing from a personal aspect that it hasn't, because. Truly, days of old, and I was a little younger and less experienced, you'd have tried everything to try and get a win and come up where sometimes from your beliefs and think, well, if you do this or do that. And as I say, I think the pleasing aspect personally is that I haven't. I've just thought, right, this is still working, it will do, we just keep on at it, little tweaks, little things that you to make us better, and that's what you've got to keep doing. We all keep learning as life goes on, so it's... No, from a personal aspect, I'm just pleased that it hasn't affected me in any great way, or worried or panicked and things. So, I'll not change.
And it must be nice to see young players like George Miller doing so well when they come on.
Yeah, the youngsters, as I say, they're going to be the bread and butter of this football club moving forward. And there's some fantastic young talent, but there's some good pros like James Vaughan, Tom Popes, Anthony Kears, and the balance is getting this right. We've brought in young players from Bristol City and Fulham as well, and they trust us with their development. That we'll treat them right and we'll give them an opportunity to progress. So that's going to be the key, that everybody keeps moving forward together, and everybody will be at different stages in their career. But you can't stop wanting to get better, and you can't stop working hard, and that's certainly what they've done in recent weeks, and fully deserve what they've achieved there.
And just finally, Port Vale, Friday under the lights, Friday night game. You're looking forward to that one? Chance to kick on?
Absolutely. It'll be a very tough game. I've always enjoyed Port Vale. It's a nice pitch. And as I say, it always adds a bit of spice on under the lights on an evening. So, yeah, it'll be a tough challenge. As I say, it'll be interesting with them. Sometimes you get out of rhythm, we're not playing. Sometimes it gives you a rest. So we'll address that. But we go in with a level of confidence, and we've got to make sure that we do exactly what we have done in recent weeks, stick to the plan, and give ourselves an opportunity of backing this result up.